Want to shop Walmart Black Friday deals first? Walmart Plus members get early access to our hottest deals. Join now and get 50% off a one-year annual membership. Shop Black Friday deals first with Walmart Plus. See terms at walmartplus.com.
Get you ready to try and win some money tonight here on ESPN Radio with Mark Zeno in for Amber Wilson, who's on maternity leave. I'm Ian Fitzsimmons. We are presented in part by Progressive Insurance. And at this time every week when we are not preempted by baseball playoffs or the NBA, we bring in our good friend Lance Taylor, one of the better handicappers we know. Follow him on Twitter, at the Lance Taylor. You can and subscribe to his website, lanceslock.com. He's also a co-host of The Next Round based out of Birmingham, Alabama, at SEC headquarters. LT, double dip tonight on Monday Night Football, double up to catch up. Let's start with Arizona. What do you like in this game, Coach?
Yeah, I am playing the home dog here. Dog on Monday night. Higgins on a plus one. Look, they've been very inconsistent. And Justin Herbert seems like he's, you know, rolling back into shape. You start to look at Herbert's numbers, though, really, really bad. And a lot of that has to do with the high ankle sprain. Jim Harbaugh, 6-0 on Monday nights as the head coach. But I look at Kyler Murray. One of the reasons the Chargers, when they do win games, is their plus seven in turnover margin. The one thing I'll say about Kyler is he has been good at home, at least protecting the football. One turnover in three home games. I go back to that game where he absolutely destroyed the Rams, completing 81% of his passes, three touchdowns, no picks, and that 41-10 win for Arizona over LA in week two. I don't see him playing like that, but I think he plays clean football tonight. When you look at the Chargers, their three wins this year against Gardner Minshew, against Bryce Young, and against Bo Nix. So I like Arizona at home. Defense I don't love. They have been very inconsistent, but much like Arizona, they're coming off a loss to Green Bay. So I think it's time for a win at home for Arizona.
Yeah, Lance, I kind of agree with you. I like the Cardinals tonight. I also looked at one prop for Kyler Murray going over 32.5 rushing yards. He's gone over this number in four or six games. He's had at least five rushes in five or six games. The only two he didn't was when he was getting blown out 2 weeks ago by, I think it was Washington, and then last week by Green Bay. And just him taking off and running isn't really conducive to doing so. But I think this game's going to be close. Murray has always had one big rush in every game. He's had a 20-yard rush in four of the six games where he goes over. How do you foresee Murray's rushing yards prop tonight?
Yeah, I would play it too. I mean, I go back to that Rams game, the one game I really focused and watched Murray. Of course, that was probably his best game in his career. But he had 59 rushing yards in that game, over 11 yards a pop. So, yeah, I think against this Charger defense, I think he can have some success running the football. And I do agree with what you say there, Mark. I do think it's going to be a tight game. And so not getting away from him, I don't think he is throwing the ball necessarily playing from behind. So, I definitely can see if I was going to play that, I agree with you myself, I would play the over rushing yards for Kyler Murray.
Lance Taylor joining us here on ESPN Radio with Mark Zeno on me and Fitzsimmons. We are presented in part by Progressive Insurance. All right, go to the early game. It's going to kick here in just a couple of minutes, LT. Any feel as far as Ravens at Bucks? Because, man, this one, it's to me, it's a stinky line, man. It feels like Vegas is begging you to take Baltimore.
Yeah, well, I mean, I personally look, and it's hard to say after Detroit goes into Minnesota and wins yesterday, but I personally think Baltimore is rounding into the best team in football. But, you know, giving four up, I think really is a lot to this Tampa Bay team. If I played it, I think I would play the Bucks here. The only thing I've got is one prop for you guys. Tampa is 29th versus the pass. Mark Andrews, 9 grabs, 15 targets his last game, 121 yards. I like over 28.5 receiving yards for Mark Andrews. I know Isaiah Likely is a guy that he's kind of splitting targets with. But I think Andrews has a pretty big game tonight. I think over 20.5. 28.5, I think that sails over in the first half.
You know, it's interesting about this game. A lot of people and the public has been running to bet the over in this thing. And you know what we do, Ian, when the public's running to bet the over.
Go the other way, man.
I'll tell you exactly what I did here, Lance. I took the first half under 24.5 because if it ain't going under early, it ain't going under late. I mean, look, I think there's a lot of outs here. I think the only way this goes over in the first half is if you see Tampa Bay get to 13 or more. Like, really, that, you know, I could see 14-13 Ravens, but as long as they keep Tampa Bay, and their team total, by the way, in the first half is 10.5. So if they keep them under that, I think we get home with the first half under. Agree or disagree?
Yeah, no, I agree. I will say it scared me early with some of Baltimore's totals. I mean, you know, some of these games were, you know, I mean, 53 points, 79 points, 45 points. But I think, you know, everybody seems to have this over 50 right now. So I'm right there with you, especially in a primetime game. You can play the under. I know it's not a lot of fun for the public, but I think it's the way to go.
All right, so in a double up to catch up with two Monday Night Football games, LT, before we get to your thoughts on Alabama and the state of Crimson Tide football, as you are based right there in Birmingham, Alabama, go ahead and recap for anybody just tuning in your plays tonight. You can follow him on Twitter at TheLanceTaylor or check him out at LanceIsLock.com. Fire away.
Yeah, I'm taking Arizona plus 1.5. That is the only side I've got. I've got three props. Again, I'm taking Mark Andrews against Tampa, the over 28.5 receiving yards. Ladd McConkey, I know it's questionable with a hip injury. I think he plays. I'll take the over 4.5 receptions. He is the leading receiver right now for the Chargers, and I think that will continue to build with him and Herbert. 9 grabs, 15 targets the last two games. Arizona 23rd against pass. I like McConkey over 4.5. And then J.K. Dobbins. This seems too easy. I know Mark probably will laugh at this, but he's coming off a career-high 25 carries. The Cardinals are allowing 153 per game on the ground, third most in the NFL. The total is 83.5 rushing yards. I'm playing the over there with Dobbins. So I'm kind of hedging here because I do like Arizona, but I do like Dobbins to get his.
And Zeno, I'm watching him right now on our Zoom. Yeah, he is laughing. But
I mean,
you're right there with you.
Can I look? Just look at this objectively. I don't know what Jim Harbaugh did to Roger Goodell to give him the graciousness of the schedule that the Chargers have. Have you seen the quarterbacks that they have played this year? It is embarrassing the quarterbacks that they have played this year and how bad that they have been. Gardner Minshew, Bryce Young, Justin Fields, Bo Nix, and a very bad Patrick Mahomes.
Well, your only three wins are rookie Bo Nix, Gardner Minshew, who's not even the starting quarterback, came in yesterday when Aiden O'Connell got hurt, and then Bryce Young, who's not the starting quarterback anymore. So, yeah, I agree
Justin
with
Fields.
You.
He's not the starting quarterback anymore either.
Yeah, you're right.
By the way,
this might be the best quarterback they see for a while because you got the Saints coming up. What are the
Saints Browns,
do with that
Titans
position?
Next.
The Browns. Yeah, I mean, it's a disaster.
I mean, this is such an easy schedule.
LT, our producer James Steele is a diehard Chiefs fan, and right now he's having to eat that microphone from trying to go ahead and come back at Mark Zeno right now in their battle between Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. But we'll touch on that.
The best quarterback in the league in Patrick Mahomes?
James Steele, we'll touch on that coming up in a moment. I know you're leaning back, right? So there you go. Hey, LT, you're based there in Birmingham. You cover the Crimson Tide, Auburn, the SEC in general on a day-in, day-out basis. What is the reaction right now after what happened in Knoxville? Which, look, man, Tennessee's a damn good football team. That's the number 11 ranked team in the country. You lose on the road, field storm game. I got trampled yet again back-to-back weeks. But what has been the reaction amongst the Crimson Tide faithful about Alabama right now losing to Tennessee and for the second time in 2 years in Knoxville?
Well, look, you did two stints here in this market, and it is utter panic. It is sky is falling. I mean, you look at this, two losses before November for the first time since Saban's first season in 2007, dropping all the way to 15th nationally. That is the lowest they've been since 2010, the only season that Nick Saban had three losses outside of that first season in Tuscaloosa. And I think the disturbing thing is you're up 28-0 on Georgia. Georgia takes a lead in that game with 2.5 left. You find a way to win that game. Coming out of that game, Jalen Milroe was your Heisman favorite. He was also talked about with y'all's colleagues, Phil Yates, and with Mel Kiper about being the number one overall pick in the draft. And then just regression after that and played by far his worst game. And the worst game going back to last year, the home loss against Texas in Tuscaloosa. He's turned it over 6 times over the last 3 games. He's been a little hesitant as far as running the football. 39 carries, only 57 yards. 1.5 yards basically per carry over the last 3 games. This is not the Jalen Milroe that Alabama fans were used to the first month of the season. 15 penalties, turning the football over. I think a lot of people believe. I'm still a Kalen Boer guy, Ian. I know you are. And it might take him a little bit to settle in. But there are fears that Kalen DeBoer is over his head right now.
Man, give him time, right, Mark? I mean, God, give him time.
Nobody gets time anymore.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, nobody gets time anymore. The only people who get
time. Well, we got to give them time. I said this today, Mark, for the first time ever. Because I'm one of these guys, look, you're getting paid $10 million a year, And we've seen Sonny Dykes play for a national championship in year one. You're seeing what Elko has done with six consecutive wins at A&M in year one. Obviously, Kurt Cignetti has been an incredible story with Indiana leading the nation in scoring. But I think we're in a time now where this thing models the NFL. You know, we expanded teams. We got NIL. We got the transfer portal. So we're going to have more of an NFL product where week in, week out, you're going to have a lot of upsets. You're going to have a lot of one-possession games. And I think you got to be a little bit more patient with these guys. You don't want to reset the clock. And a glaring example is Billy Napier, the guy that was dead man walking coming into this season. If I'm Florida fans, I don't really want to reset the clock. I think I'm holding pat
playing
right
good
now
ball right
4-3
now.
Billy Napier.
Yeah. And they wanted him fired after the A&M game. You're spot on. LT, till next week, man. Thank you so much, as always. We appreciate your time.
Ian, Mark, appreciate it, guys. Let's win.
Hell yeah.
All right. We are just a few minutes away from kickoff between the Ravens and Buccaneers here again. Ravens now up to a 4.5-point spread here, Ian. So public jumping in on the Ravens coming up late here, moving that line from 3.5 to 4. We'll see how it plays out. Monday Night Football preview brought to you guys by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Coming up next, there is something that has never happened in the current history of the NFL, in the current format of the NFL, and we are on the precipice of it happening in 2024. I'll tell you what that is. Coming up next, alongside Ian Fitzsimmons, I'm Mark Zeno, in for Amber Wilson. It's Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and SiriusXM, Channel 80.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like UNTUCKit or Allbirds, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling. On the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout UNTUCKit uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/network.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes in detail.
We knew that coming in this game, it wasn't going to be easy, but we found a way to come out on top. But we're going to enjoy this win today and on to the next opponent next week.
To say that I was proud of them is a massive understatement. We talked about patience, man. Patience, keep your composure, communication, and then attitude. And our guys did that.
Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Tell those smart speakers, play ESPN Radio. Make sure you hit us up on the Dr. Pepper call in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Follow him on Twitter, at Ian Fitz ESPN. I'm Mark Zeno, in for Amber Wilson. Follow me on Twitter, at Mark Zeno, M-A-R-K-Z-I-N-N-O. And what you heard was the sound from the Lions-Vikings game, an incredibly fun game to watch on Sunday. Some of the best football we've seen all year long. Great stuff. And Ian will give credit where credit is due about the NFC North. They are absolutely crushing it right now. All four teams in this division above 500. All four teams with a plus point differential of at least 43, and all four teams look primed for the playoffs, which brings us to the point that since the NFL went to the four-division, two-conference format back in 2002, never have all four teams from the same division made the playoffs in the same year. We could be headed towards that right now with the NFC North, and it's going to be interesting. Let me ask you in this framework, because I know what my answer would be. But if you had to leave one of these teams out right now of the NFC North out of the playoffs and the other three make it, who would you pick and why?
Well, the easy answer would be the Bears. But I said before the season began, and I caught holy hell for it, that I thought the entire NFC North makes the postseason. It would be history. And we saw three teams last year in the AFC North make the postseason. So we both, to your point, we've never seen four. But if you're posing the question as which one does not make the postseason, I'm going to go Chicago. But, man, they're playing good ball right now. At home, they're undefeated. Their two losses are on the road. Mm-hmm. Caleb Williams is getting better and better. And remember that narrative on rookie quarterbacks outside of Jaden Daniels?
Yeah.
Whoa, what's wrong? Oh, Caleb Williams stinks. Played two games, folks. Bo Nix stinks. Played two games, folks. You know, now where are we going as far as rookie quarterback starting with the number one overall pick in Caleb Williams? The NFC North, the worst team in that division, has the same record as the best team in the NFC South. They have a better record than the best team in the NFC West. This division, and I got ripped upside down and sideways. And I could still easily be wrong. Somebody may get hot. But when I said, and James Steele remembers it, man, our producer, I said, I think every team in the NFC North makes the postseason. And right now, we're at the damn near the midway point. And every single team in the NFC North is at least two games over 500. That's insane when you think about how incredibly competitive the NFL is.
I will tell you, and you may hate this answer, the team that I think that would miss it out of all four teams is the Minnesota Vikings.
Wow.
At some point.
A team that was undefeated that just lost to the Detroit Lions by two, right?
At some point. I think the clock strikes midnight on Sam Darnold.
No, see, now that's where I push back.
Hold on.
Because I've been on Darnold Island. I left Daniel Jones Island in the offseason. I was standing there with Jordan
Renan. Who was
Renan.
The only other guy? Wilson the volleyball? Was that the only other guy on that island with you?
And Jordan Renan, right? Yeah. He and I were the last two. He had the conductor hat still on, right? And then in a preseason game, I went, that's it. I'm done. I'm out. I'm leaving Daniel Jones Island. But when it comes to Sam Darnold, he went to quarterback rehab last year in San Francisco. Now you come in with KOC, Kevin O'Connell, head coach of Minnesota, and you are seeing the quarterback that we saw coming out of USC. He went to the worst spot you could go to with Adam Gase and the New York Jets. Hell, Aaron Rodgers will tell you going to the New York Jets is a bad idea right now, right? So that's where Darnold ended up. And then he goes to Carolina. We all know what that was like. And by the way, Dave Tepper, owner of the Carolina Panthers, how does it feel watching Baker Mayfield, quarterback, oh, yeah, a winning team? How does it feel watching Sam Darnold now, quarterback, a winning team, when you mandated – to a coaching staff last year, we are playing Bryce Young no matter what to sell jerseys. And how's that working out in Carolina? Right now, you got two former Carolina Panther quarterbacks that are balling out right now. And Sam Darnold, I'm still on that island, and I don't think
you can
he
stay
has
there.
Any kind of a I don't think.
Hold on. There's more here.
Come on.
It's not only that. I'm not sure that this defense is as good as what we've seen. Now, they played the Giants and the Jets and an injured 49ers team so far in the first 6 weeks. Now, look at their schedule the rest of the way out, because you ready for me to give you their last, what is that, seven games of the season?
I'm going to tell you, but go ahead. Go right ahead.
At the Bears. The Cardinals, who I'm not 100% sure what they are. We may find a little bit out there tonight. Falcons are going to be a playoff team. Bears again. At Seahawks, Packers, Lions. I mean, down this stretch, they to me, feel like the most likely candidate to wilt, particularly because I don't know that that defense is – all of a sudden did that defense get – yes, Brian Flores has done wonders, not taking anything away from him. But I don't know that they got the horses in the barn down the stretch defensively. And if Sam Darnold doesn't play at a near-perfect level like he is, they could be the team on the outside looking in.
I'm still a Darnold believer, and that defense, man, they go from showing you press man to zone as well as anybody in a pre-snap to a post-snap look. I really thought you were going to go Chicago, and
no.
That surprises me you went Minnesota. Why Minnesota over Chicago with a rookie quarterback who you and I do agree on, Caleb Williams, is going to be a hell of a player in this league?
I think so. I mean, you know, we're seeing it there. You know, the run game for Chicago, I think, helps them. I think their defense is better players. I think their defense is going to continue to improve, whereas I'm not sure the Vikings' defense is going to continue to do that. They may have peaked already. Let's find out what happens on Thursday night. It's going to be a real test for Minnesota,
yeah,
having to go on the road, going cross, you know, halfway across the country, out to L.A. to play a healthy Rams team. We saw a healthy Rams team finally with one more week now under the books. I mean, again, the last eight games of that schedule there, they could theoretically be facing eight playoff teams down the stretch. Six of seven playoff teams down the stretch. And they have, I mean, the worst thing you can do is have four of your six division games be in the last 7 weeks of the season. You're not your healthiest. You're typically banged up the most. It's the toughest part of your schedule. And you got to play all your division games at the back end. Not favorable.
By the way, Monday Night Football update, Baker Mayfield to Mike Evans, touchdown,
yep,
easy, wide open. I mean, you can't get any easier than that.
Guess what?
Bucks lead 7-0 over Baltimore.
First half under is dead. Guess what? That's there. There you go.
We have it at 24.5. A lot of football. Come on, man.
If the Buccaneers get to 14, donezos. Donezos.
Positive mental attitude. Come on, man. Here we go.
All right. Coming up next, we are going to take a look at the World Series and how much I'm going to pay for tickets. That's next.
In the world of football, one name stands above the rest. Nick Saban, a legend known for building dynasties on the gridiron. And in the world of interior paint, Bear Dynasty is a legend in its own right. It's the best of Bear, with everything you want in a paint, all in one can. And it's available exclusively at the Home Depot. Just like Nick Saban's powerhouse defense, Bear Dynasty defends your walls with unmatched stain repellency and scuff resistance. And with one coat coverage, you'll be able to complete your painting project and bask in your team's colors before kickoff. Defend your walls and your game time with Bear Dynasty interior paint at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Valid only when tinted to colors from the Bear Dynasty and Marquee Interior One Coat Hide Color Collection.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/ESPN pod and use code ESPNPOD for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ESPNPOD and use code ESPNPOD at checkout.
Runner takes off, swing and a bouncer to the right side. This should do it. Taylor collects on to first, and it's over. The Dodgers have captured the National League pennant, and they're headed to the World Series.
This is the goal. It's the reason why we play, and to win a World Series. And this whole playoffs has been battle, a lot of ups and a lot of downs, but I wouldn't want to do it with another group of guys.
I think for us, it's kind of one game at a time, but appreciating the fact that we still got four wins to take care of business.
Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80. Mark Zeno in for Amber Wilson alongside Ian Fitzsimmons, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That's the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Let's turn our attention to the World Series here in just a moment. 7-0 lead for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers over the Ravens in Monday Night Football. Late game between the Chargers and Cardinals getting kicked off 9 o'clock Eastern. And let's welcome in from Sportsnet LA, former MLB player who played for both the Dodgers and the Yankees at one point in his career. Jerry Harrison Jr. joins us here on Amber and Ian. Jerry, welcome. Great to be with you, man.
Thanks for having me. How you guys doing?
Good. Dodgers did not fall for banana in the tailpipe, a.k.a. the New York Mets. They move on to the World Series to face the New York Yankees. I'm just curious, as you played for both these teams, do you have any rooting interest on either side?
I do. I have the utmost respect for the New York Yankees organization, first-class organization. I love playing there. Their fan base is incredible. I know Yankee Stadium is going to be electric for the games 3, 4, and 5. I have it going 7. But I do have a rooting interest because Dodgers win, I get a ring. I've been working for the Dodgers organization now. player.
Well done. That's fair.
Broadcaster last 10 years, player 2 years before that. So it's an incredible organization, great group of men and women in the organization. Dave Roberts, manager, does an incredible job with his staff. Players are incredible as well. So, yes, go Dodgers.
What is that city like right now with Dodgers and Yankees on the horizon?
You know what? I thought it would be electric, and guess what? I was right. It is absolutely buzzing here. You know, you just going to this grocery store, Bristol Farms, right down the road here. I mean, fans are excited. I went to the gym earlier today. Men and women excited, wearing their Dodger gear, excited about the Yankees, excited about their Dodgers. I think it's going to be a classic World Series. You know what's amazing? I think of the kids. You know, I grew up in this game, and I grew up for the love of the game as far as watching postseasons, watching World Series, classic World Series. I remember the 84 Tigers beating the Padres, watching, you know, Kirby Puckett do his thing on the big stage, John Smoltz do his thing. And that's when I really grew that love and passion for the game of baseball. And I think this is going to be electric for kids, man. You literally have two superstars. You have a lot of superstars on both sides, but you have Aaron Judge of the Yankees. What did he hit, 56 homers? Somewhere in that ballpark?
58.
Shohei
Ohtani, don't short him.
58. I'm sorry. Aaron, I apologize. 58 homers. And, you know, Shohei Ohtani, 50-50 on our side here with the Dodgers. It's already a global game, but I think having two historic franchises with having two superstar players, along with superstar Soto, Giancarlo Stanton, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, I just think this is what the kids are really going to gravitate to this World Series.
All right, Jerry, what stood out to me in that phenomenal answer in the analysis you just gave us as a precursor to Game 1 of the World Series Dodgers and Yankees was you going to the grocery store as a guy who spent over a decade in Major League Baseball. What happens when you forget something on the grocery list when you get home? Because I know what happens to me.
Oh, it is the worst thing ever.
Thank you.
And I punish myself. And say, you know what? You're not going back to get it.
That's it.
Literally punish myself.
Yep.
And, you know, because I feel like I'm getting old or something. And, you know, I punish myself. I got to wait till tomorrow. And it's something that I may actually need or really, really want it. But, yeah, I hate that. It happens to me quite often. As I get a little older, it started to happen a little bit more often. But, yeah, that is definitely a pain.
The worst. It's the absolute worst, especially if it's something like butter or olive oil, yep, where you know you need to cook with it, or milk, and you're like, damn.
Yes.
There you go. Yep, I'm with you. All right. All right. Now back to baseball. Here we go.
There you go. Jerry, let me ask you a question here as a former player. And I don't know if you know the vitriol that Yankee fans like myself have for Aaron Boone. We can't stand him. We wish he was gone a long time ago.
And why?
I think if they win a World Series.
Why?
Oh, God, it's awful. Watching him manage a bullpen is pure insanity. It just drives me absolutely nuts. The order he puts together, this really isn't hard. I don't know why he makes it more difficult. Well, I know why, because there's a book and there's analytics, and that tells you what to do instead of just actually playing baseball. Beyond that, what I wanted to ask you was the managers for this, how much of a role will they have, or just does it come down? Look, you can't count. Juan Soto just was Juan Soto, right? There's no managing involved there. He just hits a ball 400 feet, and that's the series. But how much will managing play a role in this World Series, do you think?
Well, first and foremost, I'm good friends with Aaron. We lived right by each other in Scottsdale, Arizona for years. Our kids actually played Little League together. And obviously when Aaron took the job with the Yankees, I was very happy for him. Listen, you know, a lot of stuff goes on, and I understand the plight of Yankee fans. We get to hear with the Dodgers with Dave Roberts. When you manage, you got to always manage, you know, especially in the regular season, you know, a couple days in advance. You got to understand who's available that night, who's going to be shut down after you throw them tonight, maybe shut down for a couple days. So you're always managing, you know, players, how they're feeling, along with maybe, you know, variables, analytics. So it's not that cut and dry. And I know fans, we do it out here too. Why did Dave Roberts put this guy in? This guy's been great, you know, all season long. Well, that guy may be down that night. He's not used that night. You know, he may be ailing or something. His arm may be bothering him. So he's trying to save him a couple days so he doesn't go on the injured list. So managers have to take that into account. So, listen, I know I see it on Twitter. You know, Yankee fans are very passionate. Aaron knows this. You know, Dave Roberts knows this as well. And that just comes with the job. You manage the Yankees, you manage the Dodgers, you're going to get the brunt of the passion of fan base if it doesn't go well. So to answer your question, I know from our side, Dave Roberts has a lot of say. Now, they have a collective, you know, group. They go through certain things, situations. But I know when it comes pulling the trigger, I know Dave Roberts has the reins, you know, to do what he feels best because he's in the dugout. I think that's how it should be. And, you know, if I was ever in that position, I do not want to be in that position. I do not want to be a manager. I've had organizations ask me to interview. I'm saying it right now. But if I was ever in that position, I'd want all the information. But you pay me to be the manager. And you pay me to make decisions because there's decisions I'm going to have to make on the fly that may go against the grain because I see something. Because, listen, you can put stuff on the computer, but there are 26 heartbeats you got to manage.
Amen.
In that clubhouse.
Yes, sir.
In that
Thank
locker
you.
Room.
Yep.
And I've seen it, guys. I've seen superstar players wither in postseason play, and I've seen guys that aren't superstar players, like a Tommy Edman, you know, just go off because they love the stage. They love the situation. So you got to understand, you know, the computer can help you, but you got to be able to watch every pitch, watch every inning. And you could use a guy in the fifth or sixth inning, but you can't use them in the ninth because the ninth may be a little different.
Jerry, if I could hug you right now, I would, man, because it's not just baseball. It's all of sports where sometimes ignore the stupid sheet that analytics is giving you and go with your gut and what you see in the game. Now, having said all of that, now we're back to our regularly scheduled program here on Amber and Ian here on ESPN Radio. Shohei Ohtani, you're around this team day in, day out. What has he meant to the Dodgers in getting to the World Series?
Well, he's definitely been kind of that lightning rod in our lineup. Ever since he moved to the leadoff role, he has been off the charts productive. Getting on base, stealing bases, hitting home runs. He certainly ignites our offense. You know what's crazy to me? There's a stat I saw. I think Paxton tweeted it out. I think he was 16 for his last 18 or some ridiculous. And he was saying, this is not OPS. This is his batting average. It was like .860 with runners in scoring position in the postseason. That's how insane he has been in the clutch. So he has meant the world to us. You know, there's some people saying, well, he won't be able to handle the bright lights of playing for the Dodgers. Yes, he played for the Angels, but he won't be able to handle the postseason. Are you kidding me? This guy wants all the smoke. He wants all the energy. That's the reason why he signed that record contract with the Dodgers. Because he wanted to put himself in this situation to be able to thrive. And another thing, too, he reminds me of Ken Griffey Jr. in a way where he's always smiling and joking. I played with Jr. in 08 when I got over there with the Reds, and Jr. never was in a bad mood. He was always smiling and having a good time and enjoying life. And I'm like, and my teammates are saying, well, wouldn't you be smiling and having a good time if you had that swing and that talent? I said, well, you're right. And that's what Shohei possesses. You know, incredible talent, incredible ability, and just loves being around his teammates.
Jerry Harrison Jr., Sportsnet LA, joining us here on ESPN Radio. Juan Soto, look, he's just a dog, man. I mean, that at-bat that he hit the home run, it was one of the more professional at-bats I've seen in my lifetime, where he fouled off six consecutive breaking balls and suckered him into throwing a fastball that he deposited 400 feet into the seats. I mean, can you describe when you watch him what we're seeing and how good he is?
Well, here's the thing. He hasn't entered his prime yet. He's 25 years old.
I know.
That's what's scary to me.
Mercy.
And what I love about that at bat, because I saw that at bat, do you remember him talking to himself, shaking his head?
Yep.
He was saying, I'm on it. I'm on it. That wasn't just a play. He was dead serious. And little stuff like that, the catcher picks up on it. And I'm sure the pitcher picks up on it a little bit. That's intimidating. You know, and I was saying, well, you kind of want to walk him here, but here's the deal. You got Judge behind him. So, I mean, it's like, what can you do? And you look at that pitch, that wasn't a bad pitch. That was above the belt away. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes great players are great. They're great for a reason. And he had one of those historical at-bats, and I said it on Twitter and on Instagram. That may have been one of the most at-bats, best at-bats I've ever seen in my life. He spat on everything. He fouled off, I mean, tough pitches. And if I was that pitcher, I mean, there's nothing I could tell him. Bro, you pitched incredible. You should have been out a couple pitches before. He just was that talented. So, listen, I got a chance to see him, you know, when he was with the Padres, obviously with the Nationals. He's an incredible player, another guy that wants that smoke. And trust me, we know what Soto's about over here with the Dodgers, and we understand that, you know, hopefully – he gets himself out, because right now he looks pretty locked in, and he's definitely scary.
He is Jerry Harrison, Sportsnet LA. Enjoy the World Series. Thanks for the time, and I'll say it. Go Yanks.
Hey, I'm so glad. I told Aaron when we left the Dodgers left the Yankees in New York, I think it was a few months ago. I said, Aaron, bro, I hope we get a rematch here in the World Series. He said, we are all for it. Baseball needs this. The Yankee fans. Yankee players need it. Dodger players, Dodger fans need this. It should be an incredible ride.
Again, Jerry Harrison, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. All right. That was our Progressive MLB snapshot. Sorry, your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with our easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at progressive.com. We have a 10-0 lead now for the Buccaneers over the Ravens. Mike Evans, a touchdown catch that was the 100th. Of his soon-to-be Hall of Fame career. So heading on to the second quarter right now out in Tampa Bay. We'll keep you updated as that goes along. Coming up next, we'll play a little Truth or Lie. Mark Zeno in for Amber Wilson alongside Ian Fitzsimmons. It's Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80.
Finding the right employee for your company is tough. One wrong hire can be a major setback. You're not alone if you face this. A recent survey by Robert Half shows nearly half of hiring managers readily admit to making a bad hire. Luckily, there's a solution. With Robert Half's specialized recruiter's experience combined with our award-winning AI, you can have the right skilled professional in place quickly. We understand what it takes to build winning teams because at Robert Half, we know talent. Discover how we can help at roberthalf.com/talent.
Want to shop Walmart Black Friday deals first? Walmart Plus members get early access to our hottest deals. Join now and get 50% off a one-year annual membership. Shop Black Friday deals first with Walmart Plus. See terms at walmartplus.com.
ESPN Radio, it's Amber and Ian. Mark Zeno in for Amber Wilson. Tell the smart speakers, play ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Hit us up on the Dr. Pepper call line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Update from Tampa. A touchdown catch by Mark Andrews.
Yep. It's good.
Brings the Ravens to within 10-7. And so
if you listen to Lance Taylor earlier, yeah, he has the over 26.5 receiving yards for Mark Andrews in an anytime touchdown. So we took one ticket to the window. Now we're looking for more. But we also are invested in the under in the first half of 24.5 points. We are at 17 right now with 12:29 to go. We need a massive ground attack from Derrick Henry and the boys, the Ravens, as they take the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Consider this under dead. When Tampa Bay went down the field and scored on the first possession, I knew the under was
you
dead.
You called it. You called
You know
it.
When you just know you're on the wrong side, you don't even have to worry about the sweat? Yeah, it's dead. I mean.
Yeah, I mean, Baker Mayfield's 8 of 9 for a buck 01 and a tud, right? I mean, Lamar Jackson's 4 for 4.
Just like we
and
all.
And a tud. Yeah, there we go. Just,
hey,
just
let me
like
ask you a question real quick. Is Baker Mayfield good all of a sudden?
Dude, when he went to L.A. and Sean McVay told him, just go be you. Just be you. Stop trying to be something that anybody else wants you to be. Be the guy who won the Heisman at Oklahoma. And, again, it's like Sam Darnold. He went to quarterback rehab, right? Just a different school. And here he is now. He's just being him. And, man, I mean, he's back to being, you know, that dude who won the first game in Cleveland and said dilly dilly, you know, when Bud Light had that massive promotion in Cleveland where the first time the Browns win a game, it was free Bud Light all over the place, right? And so that's the guy you're seeing playing again, finally, for Tampa. He's a baller.
Yeah, well, I guess it's a lie I told myself that he wasn't going to be good in Tampa, but, you know, that's what we learned here. Speaking of lies, it's time for Truth or Lie.
Right.
Are they giving us the inside scoop?
What I'm about to tell you is top secret.
Or are we being held out of the loop?
Our game plan is simple yet complex.
This is Truth or Lie.
I will give 110%.
With Amber and Ian.
All right, let's bring in our producer, James Steele, here to guide us through the veritas or the lies.
All right. Hi, guys. Keon Coleman, wide receiver for Mark Zeno's favorite team, the Buffalo Bills.
Let's go, Buffalo.
He was asked about the conversation that him and Amari Cooper had at the line of scrimmage right before Amari Cooper caught his first pass, which just so happened to be his first touchdown with the Bills. And here's that.
Yeah. Did you tell him what to do on the touchdown? On his touchdown?
Nah, man. Cause he know the plays. He know the plays. I just help him confirm it. That's all it was.
Ian, truth or lie that Keon Coleman didn't tell Amari Cooper what route to run right before Amari Cooper caught a touchdown pass yesterday?
I'm going to go lie, and that was, no, hey, if you're asking a rookie a question and you got there 2 days prior, the rookie is then telling you, sir, yeah, you're running a dig here, 7-yard dig, go get it, or whatever it was. I mean, it's blatant lie. I'm going Keon Coleman had to tell Amari Cooper, a vested vet, what the route was. Zeno?
Yeah, I mean, what's wrong with that? The guy was there for
nothing.
Like 48 hours. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, nothing.
It's a smart play. It's just, hey, dude, do this. You know, yeah. If he doesn't do that, he's in the wrong spot. He doesn't get touchdown pass. Bills might not win the game. So, yeah, no, smart all around. I don't care if he's lying. Protect your teammate, sure. But lie all you want. That's a good lie.
It's a good lie.
That Josh Allen doesn't need a number one receiver experiment lasted a real long time, didn't it? The Jets.
Oh, my God. You know, you just – I'm not so dumb with you.
Keep your hand in the dirt, Zeno.
The Jets, not good. And Aaron Rodgers was asked how they keep the belief still. And here's his response.
How do you get everybody to keep the belief? And it seems like a lot of the same mistakes.
Stop listening to you guys.
Just stop it right
now. Number one.
That's all you need to hear.
Number two.
No, I'm serious. Just stop it.
So
listening to you guys. All anybody has said.
Hold on. James, I got to ask the question, though. Truth or lie, Ian? Is that the key to them believing in themselves? To not listen to us,
lie.
You and me? And
well, you know what? Hey, you know what? I'm going to go opposite. I'm going to go truth because all anybody has said is, hey, how great the Jets are. So, Aaron, you are correct. Stop listening to everybody in the media as to how great the Jets are. There you go. That was actually truth. Zeno?
I mean, I don't think Aaron Rodgers lies about much, put it that way. I think he's pretty candid and truthful about what he says. People just don't like to hear it because they assume that he's being confrontational or whatever. So I go with truth.
All right, one more. The NBA is back. Tune in tomorrow night into the defending champion Celtics host the Knicks. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Joe Mazzulla asked about how much pressure is on the Celtics this year. This is his response.
Zero. No pressure. We're all going to be dead soon, and it really doesn't matter anymore. So there's zero pressure. You're either going to win or you're not. So, like, it's not perfect. There's nothing anyone in this circle can do to me that's going to impact my identity and who I am as a person. Like,
damn,
we're either going to win or we're not. And fully a year from now, none of you are invited to my funeral, and that's it.
Zinno, what? Real quick, truth or lie, no pressure on the Celtics. Also, we're going to be dead.
I mean, true that we're all going to be dead. I just hope not soon. My God, Joe Mazzulla, what the hell is wrong with you? Like, I don't even know what to say to that. That's just the most asinine response I've heard to an honest question.
You can get killed
walking. It's like talking to my ex-wife, but different.
In the movie, be heat.